Good morning, good morning, good morning, good, 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 good morning, good morning, good morning, 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 hi, 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 hi. Why is it important to keep saying hi?
This is AndrewKibeRadio.live.
Yeah, it's totally unnecessary. I used to find it's such a bug, you know, every time when I was waking up in the morning and they had to remind you, you know, you have to say hi because we did not sleep together. And I'm like, the fuck? We don't see each other for 6 hours and now we have to start all these hi, hi, hi. The fuck is wrong with you people? 6 hours, I was asleep. There was nothing happening. That time stood still. There was absolutely nothing happening. The fuck is wrong with you, you needy motherfucker? What's this neediness? God, what? 6 hours. Now we have to say hi to each other again, like, hey, hi, how is your morning? How did you do? How is your life? Are you still? What the fuck, man? I was asleep. Time stood still. Give me a fucking minute. Let me have my tea, man. Hey. I've not had even a sip. You're already here in my ear asking me, hey, morning. Morning, you nyanyi. Puny little shits. You know, it should just be like a head nod. Like, you know, the head nod is, hey, yeah. And this head nod should carry everything. The head nod should be like, hey, at least you didn't die in your sleep. Hey, I mean, it's good to see you. Hey, huh? You made it through another night of psyops. Hey, you know, what's all this neediness? You know, every time I've had a chile, and a chile is asking me this, oh, you didn't check on me. I'm like, what the fuck, man? If I didn't check on you, it's because I had nothing. I didn't have anything. Why am I checking on you? I have zero. Omera, what's wrong with you? I had zero. I have zero things to say. How many things can you say to a human being? Possibly. Oh, it's been 2 days. You've not. What 2 days are you talking about? How is that so important that right now we're discussing 2 fucking days? Now I'm on the back foot because of 2 days. I, apana. And don't put me in the back foot. Even for my kids, I don't allow that back foot nonsense. You talk to me when you want something. I'll talk to you when I want something. That's it. That's a very transactional relationship. There's no bullshit there. No, don't overburden people with your useless conversations because you think it is necessary. Hey, you know, I've not checked on Nani for a long time. Let me find Z. What do you have for them? Is it a business deal? What is going down, puny? Why are you wasting time? Wasting time, wasting time. Hey, how are you? How are things? Hey, what am I getting from this conversation? Don't check on me. I don't need to be checked on. It feels good. It feels good, but it is unnecessary. If we're just being logical, let's assume I'm a logical human being. Assume Andrew Kibe is a purely logical fellow. So it feels good, and it feels good when you think that somebody cares about you. So I get that part. I get it. Completely. I am with you there. Yeah? It's good when somebody checks on you, you feel nice because in your head, somebody cares. But for me, I don't want that one. Me, I want the one that there's a transaction at the end of that caring. Hey, how are you? Oh, good. You remember this? This Tuesday we're meeting. We're going to the car showroom to advertise. And I'm like, yeah, oh, that makes sense. Now, the missing part we shall do when we see each other. Once I see you, hey, bro, it's been, you know, we shall take like 15, 20 seconds to say all that. Hey, it's been a minute, then I'll look at you, your shoes, come on, menona, or you're thin now. You know, I'll give you the whole, you know, 24/7, 365, and I'll tell you now, we're done with that. Can we move on to what has brought us here, which is the business? So this over-communication is unnecessary. Completely unnecessary. Because we're finding out too much about each other. That is unnecessary. That makes me now start judging you. You'll start becoming a judge now. I have a buddy who is telling me that his family wants to take him to rehab because he's out of control. And I'm like, bro, you're talking on the phone. How are you out of control? You're on the phone. Aren't you on the phone right now? Yes. So you, meaning yesterday you ate. Somehow you found electricity. You sound very relaxed. Not just relaxed. You are high. As we speak, you're high. Imagine somebody who can wake up. Wake up means you have eaten. So you didn't die in your sleep. So your body is still functioning at a certain level. Somebody who can wake up, dress up, eat or go eat in the center, and then find alcohol. And by 10 o'clock is high and has nothing, no responsibilities. Who has hacked life here? I mean, let's just be honest. Because sometimes we like to be very spiritual about this bullshit. Who has hacked life there? Out of all those ones you've had, who is the hacker life? The hacker of this life, who is it? Kenovia.
This is AndrewKibeRadio.live.
As is per our use. Yeah? Yeah. That one has hit me hard. It has hit me hard. I'll have to rethink my life. Yeah? Let's get into this homosexual hour. This is when we play the two homosexual songs. You know, the ones that we were told, if you listen, you are a homosexual. I think we are there now. There we are now. Blackstreet, Don't Leave. Oh, bro, there's a part in this song. Well, they keep repeating that, don't leave. Very nice. Yeah. So if you are like me and you are raised in this generation, you do not need to be married because the person you are getting married to was not born in this generation. So they don't have this idealistic look on love where the man has to be a puny. That's why the fully single men are just winning.
Five. Playing all the hits all day, every day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good morning, everybody. Which day is it today? May 17th, Friday. Open Mic Friday is here, doing what we do as always. May 17th, 2024. I don't think anything happened. Amma, we shall know in the evening. I don't think anything happened. So let's see if anything happens today. You know, it always starts like that. It always starts like a polite day. There's nothing happening. And before you know it, it's World War III. Blackstreet with the song Don't Leave Me. I was just saying before the song started playing that if you don't date somebody from your era, then you become a tyrant. You understand? If you don't date somebody from your era, you become a tyrant. Because, I mean, imagine one person dominating the other would be very easy. You imagine like now these two Chiles, these two 21-year-olds, the ones you're seeing when they go out, when they're taken out by the Sponios. The Sponio takes her somewhere to some exotic hotel somewhere in Diani or wherever. And the Sponio is the one who's taking photos of her that she will post. It's kind of tyrannical. But now the beauty about this kind of at least engagements is these two people actually are both benefiting from this relationship directly. They both know the position they're playing. Now, you see, the problem of now, like now when you get somebody who's your age, this person has, if not as much information, more information than you. I'm talking to you, man. if you're listening to me, you men, it's you I'm talking to. If you're a man and you're listening to me, if you get somebody who's your age, she knows more than you. Because you at the age of 18, what were you doing? You are still counting your pubes, pubic hair. You are still counting your foodies. At the age of 18, you had no plan whatsoever for anything. But her, at the age of 18, she could access a hotel room. Some of them at the age of 18 were getting on a flight, bro. At the age of 18, there are guys who are waiting for them to get their ID. And now these bitches know this shit. So when she's 17 and a half, she starts putting starts putting it up on her social media. Oh, I can't wait to be 18. And then she throws a big bash for 18, now telling the sponios, now you can take me wherever. It's legal to fuck the shit out of me. I'm not the one who's saying these things, because me, by the time I was getting to 18, there was no social media. So go judge your nyanyi. Don't judge me. I'm not the one to be judged. I'm just telling you. I'm like a reporter. I'm reporting what I am seeing. So I take it back. I don't think the relationship between cross-generation is tyrannical. I think it is more logical. Because who wants a wife who knows things? Imagine you getting a wife like Mariam here. A wife who knows things. You may want like a wife who even grammar is a bit of a problem. I have to be the one correcting her. No, it's not unfortunately. It's unfortunately. Tunately. Huh? She goes, oh, my husband is so wise. It's not wise. It's wise. Wise. Come on. Very nice. That's the kind of relationship I want with my bitches. None of this too complicated that we are having at a very intellectual discussion. Ah, see. I don't want intellectual. With a woman. See. I want to keep it as raw as possible, as animalistic as possible. I want to leave it in the jungle. I want us to be, whenever I see you, I'm not seeing you for anything else but jungle love. Raw. That's what I want. Don't want nothing else. When we see each other, it's like two, which animals fuck like crazy? I would say rabbits, but I'm not 18 anymore. Yeah, like leopards. You know how leopards are very solitary animals? A leopard is a solitary animal, male or female. They don't hang around each other. It's just unnecessary hang out. We just hang out. No, bro. Hey, we come together when there's a need. So when the female is in heat, she's going to seek out the male. So when the male sees the female there, he's like, oh, okay, you've come for your annual shag. Okay, good. I mean, I always have a bullet in the chamber. Always. Huh? I am trigger happy. I mean, you want the seed. It means that you have assessed me and you have found me worthy. So take my seed. I'm not forcing my seed on anybody. No. You decide. You want it, you come for it. And then once you get it, you disappear. Till next time. I think that's the greatest level of liberation. I'm even jealous of myself sometimes. I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, hey, bro. Silver and gold, have I none? Because I don't see that as being an issue. But freedom as well. That's ridiculous. And you can do whatever you want. Just Derito, I see you here. Just imagine what that freedom looks like. Huh? I was in Nairobi 2 days ago. I woke up in the morning and I asked myself, hey, Kibe, you're done with Nairobi. I am done with Nairobi? Yes, you're done with Nairobi. Back to Diani. And look at now. I is back in Diani. I had a meeting with myself. And the meetings with myself are very short because I don't like wasting my own time. Now imagine Derito has to talk to his wife. Hey, wife, how are you? It's a floody weather. He says, yes, it's floody. It's floods everywhere. Hey, it's floods everywhere. She can see him coming. Hey, and you know this weekend. Hey, this weekend. Anyway, babe, let me talk to you later. I have to run. Then now he has to go think of a new strategy to come back with. But again, you have to ask yourself, some of you are voluntary slaves and voluntary prisoners. You can see, like, the black American cannot wait. As soon as he's out of the womb, he cannot wait to go into prison. He's just fighting, put me in prison. He's looking for a reason to be put where his people are. So he has to stop acting black for him to access any success in life. But prison is their life. So some of you, you are happy with these prisons. And this prison, the wardens, now the women, your wives, are living a very soft life. Imagine if my work was just to open my legs, give birth to these puny children, and he'll work the rest of his days for me. It's the easiest job in the world. They keep saying, oh, motherhood is tough. Motherhood is easy. I mean, they're more... I'm being too much. But it's easier to get a job. Let me restate that. It's easier to get pregnant than to get a job. It's not me who's saying it. I'm just saying the stats in the world are that it's very easy for all of Kibera to be pregnant. But they're still depending. Even now, Uko, in Gaza, there's still a woman getting pregnant tonight with bombs and shit. If it was in Luoland, her child would be called... What bombs were thrown in Gaza? Detonation Omolo. Landmine Okelo. Hey! Amputee! I'm guessing there. Anyway, you guys get what I'm saying. So yeah, where are we with this Friday? Before I lose my mind here. Enjoying my freedom. Now imagine, now take a second and think. Now you have chums that, and also the freedom. And not just freedom, freedom has to be complete. You cannot have freedom in one area and then miss it in another area. Because in that area, there is going to be a problem in this area. It's like having a toothache. I mean, think about the size of a tooth comparing to the other, I mean, the whole body. It's very literal. Or like when you have when you're doing some carpentry and then like a piece of wood gets into one of your fingers. You know, over there, bro, nothing else in the world matters at that time. It is the smallest thing causing you the biggest headache. So the freedom has to be complete. You must be free in of everything. And I think that's the highest level of a human being, especially a man. You must be free of everything. Free to say what you want. Free to do what you want. You must be completely free that you can make those decisions for yourself without having to consider some other connection somewhere. I mean, you can be considerate as a human being. You know, like you see an old woman coming out of the supermarket, you help her with her shit. You know, you see like a doggy that is about to die, you take it and record it and heal it and hope those likes give you, you know, some chums. I mean, nothing is free, come on. You can be considerate, but not when it comes to decision making. Because consideration is weak. It's for the weak. So you have to go out of your way to stop doing what you should be doing to be considerate. Because a decision should be completely 100% logical. And that's why when I remember when I watched this movie called The Avengers, I've talked about this before, I was conflicted. Because on one hand, Thanos makes a lot of sense. And Thanos is not weak. The people who don't make sense are the people who are weak. When you're weak, you don't make sense because everything you're talking about is from a survival point of view. It's not from a logical point of view. So Thanos comes in and says, hey, listen, this world of yours has too many people, okay? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to bring together, is it five or six infinity? Five, I think there are five. There were five, right? Five infinity stones. One Jews can look in the past, one can restore memory, another one can add the size of your dick, whatever. There were five of them. So this guy, yeah, for each finger, yeah, five. Common sense, it's not common. So anyway, Thanos goes around the universe, not just the world, around the universe looking for these infinity stones, five of them. This is somebody who has a plan. He says this world has too many people, and the only way we can save this world is by getting rid of half the number of people who are alive. And anyway, many of you are just useless. But it would be a better life for you if 100%, okay, if we have 50 million in Kenya today, we have the resources for that million. If you got rid of 25 million people, just think. Yeah, it'll be. Let's go back to the movie before I get into my own mind. So this guy has five infinity stones. And not just five, they were very difficult to get. They were completely difficult to get. Take a second and imagine that this guy had to sacrifice his own daughter, the one he raised from the time she was a child. He sacrificed her to get one of these stones. That's how much he cares. That he sacrificed his own child. Bro, Thanos should be God. And now they had to bring that other second part of that movie, the stupid part. So this guy sacrificed everything so that his plan can come to fruition. Freedom. Where? Freedom to sacrifice everything. Where? Because how many of us sacrifice anything? We sacrifice nothing. That's why this world is the way it is. We sacrifice nothing. You're comfortable being a puny. You're comfortable being in the situation you are in because you sacrifice nothing. No pain, no glory. And I'm talking to myself. Don't even feel that you're guilty. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to myself. This is a monologue. Kibe talking to Kibe. You sacrifice nothing. So you get nothing. So there is no pain. Because if there is pain, it would be seen. At least when you see a Kachile has done a BBL, you can tell she's she's made a few sacrifices. She really wants that BBL. Where is that thing that you really want? Why haven't you been able to access it? It means you want nothing. You must have something in the horizon that you want and say, there is where I want to go. I want to go there. Now, every time you meet with somebody, where are you going? There, I'm on my way there. I can stop to have a cup of tea, a bit of a chat, but excuse me, I still have to get to my goal. So when you have no plan, like Thanos had a big plan and it came to fruition. Very big plan. Imagine a plan to get rid of half the population of this world. But it included him sacrificing his daughter, the one that he loves. And he did not hesitate. What are you sacrificing today? Let's act like we're in charge. It's open mic Fridays. You guys can join me. What are you sacrificing today for that thing that you want? Imagine having to sacrifice your own child. You're so convinced about this thing that you're doing, you sacrifice your own child, my guy. Ay, apana. Woo! Yeah, we should take a minute and bow down to Lord Thanos. That's a good storyline. Very nice. It sounds like the one for God. Imagine God in the Bible, at least God of the Bible, sacrificed his own son. Oh, shit! You must really love. Yeah, you must really love these people. Sacrifice your own son. Or, because who are you sacrificing to anyway? Anyway, that's a whole new conversation. I don't want to get into that one. The Thanos one was better. Interesting. No sacrifice, no victory. Because in that movie, out of all the people who lost, Thanos is the one who lost the most. Because imagine, when you go to war, that's fine. You guys can go to war and all of you can die. And one can be left to give the story. Hey, I used to have 13 brothers. My dad had six wives. And all of us were all killed in the war. And it was very bad. But imagine this one guy who is sacrificing his child to get a fifth. Is it a fifth? I don't know this mathematics. To get one part out of five. One part out of five. He doesn't know whether he'll get the others, but he's so convicted in his thinking that he sacrifices his child at number three. Was it number three or number four? It's not even the last one. Come, who knows this movie? Was it the last one? Because the last one you can understand. Hey, okay.